Welcome to another exciting episode of our podcast. I'm Mattia, an accomplished open-source intelligence analyst with a passion for uncovering valuable insights from publicly available sources. As a winner of the Operation Safe Escape CTF by Trace Labs, I have honed my skills in the collection, analysis, and dissemination of intelligence. In contemporary society, most of our actions are constantly monitored and tracked. Whether we are in online activities or in our daily lives, surveillance seems to be everywhere. Just take a walk around your city to realize how many security cameras are around you, or how many social media posts are shared with geographic location. In addition, the risk of cybersecurity breaches increases with the presence of insecure Wi-Fi networks that could be used by malicious parties to gain access to our personal data. But surveillance is not just limited to the personal sphere. Critical infrastructure, such as power plants, oil platforms, or water distribution networks, are often equipped with industrial control devices connected to the internet, which can be vulnerable to cyber attacks. These devices can be easily hacked by cyber criminals, with disastrous consequences for the entire infrastructure and the people who depend on it. In essence, our daily lives have become a continuous source of data and information, which increases the risk of privacy breaches and other security threats. It is important that we are all aware of these risks and seek to protect ourselves and our information by using appropriate cybersecurity tools and being careful about what we share online. In fact, many devices connected to the network, such as cameras, printers, and routers, are often installed and then completely forgotten. In some cases, default login credentials are never changed, leaving open vulnerabilities that can be easily exploited by cyber criminals and hackers. But it is not just the issue of login credentials. Failure to apply security patches and system updates can also make them vulnerable to multiple types of cyber attacks. Software vulnerabilities can be exploited to gain access to devices and networks, allowing hackers to steal sensitive data, install malware, or compromise the security of the entire network. In addition, Internet of Things, IoT, devices can also pose a threat to national security. Hackers can exploit vulnerabilities in devices. IoT to gain access to critical industrial control systems, such as those that regulate power plants, transportation systems, and other public services. If these systems are compromised, the results can be catastrophic for the entire nation. There are numerous legitimate or illegal services to control these resources. NZCAM.org is a website that caused a stir a few years ago by showing live streaming video of non-password-protected surveillance cameras. The site attracted the attention of international media and relevant authorities, who tried to block or shut it down. Basically, NZCAM.org collected an organized video from surveillance cameras around the world that were not password protected, allowing anyone to access and view the live images. The site generated much controversy for invading the privacy of the people being surveilled, often without their knowledge. NZCAM.org has raised concerns about the security of surveillance cameras and the need to adequately protect them from unauthorized access. The site also raised questions about the use of surveillance cameras by public institutions and companies, which often fail to take security measures. Unfortunately, the sale of illegal security camera hacking services is an increasingly common practice on platforms such as Telegram and on the dark web. These services allow buyers to access security cameras around the world, often without the owner's consent, to spy on their daily activities. In many cases, vendors of these services offer their customers the option of choosing the specific security camera they wish to hack. The price may vary depending on the location, accessibility, and quality of images available. Buyers of these services may also request custom features, such as access to previous recordings or the ability to control the camera in remote. It is important to note that these services are illegal and violate the privacy of the people under surveillance. In many cases, security cameras have been installed to protect property or people, but unauthorized access to them can endanger the safety and privacy of the people involved. Open source intelligence has become an important source of information for several organizations. However, although there are many legitimate applications of open source intelligence, its misuse can violate people's privacy and undermine data security. One of the ways open source intelligence can be misused is through the use of surveillance tools. One of the paid websites that allows surveillance of a specific location is os-surveillance.io. This tool uses some APIs of social networks such as Twitter, Snapchat, Flickr, Instagram, and YouTube to get all the media posted on those social networks at a specific location, even in real time. This means that if you search for a particular location, you can see all the posts and photos that have been published there. But it is not only social network surveillance that can be done through open source intelligence. Using services such as Shodan and Binary Edge, it is possible to gain access to security cameras in a given area. This means that all security cameras in a given area can be displayed on a map, and if not password protected or out of date, streaming video can be easily accessed. Not only security cameras, but also network devices can be indexed in this map, using services such as Weigle, which we discussed in precedence in the podcast. This means that you can locate all network devices in a given area, including routers, switches, and other network devices. Intelligence could lead to the possibility of each of us being surveilled without our consent. In fact, with the mapping of security cameras and the collection of information from social networks, an individual could be constantly monitored without even knowing it. This situation could lead to an increase in the violation of people's privacy, even if they are not involved in any criminal or illegal activity. In addition, the use of these tools could lead to a wide range of possible abuses, including targeted cyber attacks, fraud, and industrial espionage. This could be particularly problematic for companies that could be subject to such cyber attacks, causing severe financial losses and damage to corporate image. In addition, unauthorized access to network devices and security cameras could be used by malicious individuals to commit crimes such as theft or vandalism, as they would be able to monitor the most suitable areas and times to commit such actions without being detected. It is important to keep in mind that surveillance without the consent of those involved could violate the Privacy Act and lead to serious legal consequences for those who decide to use these tools. In addition, unauthorized collection and use of personal information could damage the reputation and credibility of those who do so. I hope you found our discussion about offensive surveillance insightful and informative. Remember, open source intelligence is a powerful tool that can provide valuable insights and intelligence from publicly available sources. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And, if you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes on open source intelligence and related topics. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to bringing you more exciting content in the future.